It's kind of fallen apart. Some of the stickers aren't really sticking anymore. But I look back at this vision board. This sticker just flopped over after I fixed it. That's how we all feel going into 2026, right? We're feeling a little exhausted. We're feeling a little tired. Our stick is gone, so to speak, if we were a sticker. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Happy 2026, everybody. January is here. We are in full swing, and I look a little overdressed for my own podcast. I just really wanted to dress up and just sort of like elevate this podcast episode today because we are going to be talking about the new year and some New Year's resolutions I have for myself going forward. We're going to get right on into it, wasting no time whatsoever. First of all, I just want to say thank you all so much for being Delulu Canoe listeners. There's so many of you that listen to us on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on like all other sorts of podcast platforms. I'm so grateful and thankful for those of you that choose to listen. But you might want to go check out this upload because I'm looking rather fancy, rather elegant for this upload. If not, I can describe it. I'm wearing kind of like a navy, long-sleeved, glittery dress. I've got my sun pendant on over it. I've got some purple contact lenses in. Cosplaying as Cosmo today. I'm feeling really good, feeling really fancy. And I feel like this sort of embodies what I have going on in 2026 because there's already so many things on the docket, so many goals, so many plans. Before we dive into it, I do want to throw out a shout out to my other YouTube channel called Dare Wears. If you haven't seen my vision board tutorial that I actually filmed over on that channel, I highly recommend checking it out because I actually take you through the process of making my vision board for last year. And funny enough, I'm bending over and pulling out. Oh, it got a little bent. She's seen better times. I actually bent over and pulled out my vision board for 2025. And we're just kind of collectively looking at it together. It's kind of fallen apart. Some of the stickers aren't really sticking anymore. But I look back at this vision board. This sticker just flopped over after I fixed it. Perfect. That's how we all feel going into 2026, right? We're feeling a little exhausted. We're feeling a little tired. Our stick is gone, so to speak, if we were a sticker. But let's reignite that adhesive in our life, because today we're going to be talking about how I took this vision board and flipped it around to make 2026 vision board. Very exciting. So for those of you that can't actually see what I'm doing, I flipped over my 2025 vision board, and on the back of it is my 2026 vision board because, one, I wanted to recycle the cardboard or the board that I had already purchased because why not? But two, I think it's also really symbolic that each year we sort of piggyback off of our goals that we didn't get to accomplish in the year prior. Or we take the goals that we did accomplish and we help them, we water them, we fertilize them so that way they can grow into a prosperous garden as we keep working. Good gardening reference, Dare. You're welcome, Dare. So if you watched my vision board tutorial video, you will understand the importance of carving out time to create a vision board. You'll understand how to make one. You'll understand how I made mine. I actually went and revisited that Dare Wears video from last year because part of me was like, maybe there's part of the vision board I didn't explain well, or maybe I could make a part two, or maybe I could really elaborate on certain things. And I rewatched it back and it stands. It still stands to this day. It cooked. It honestly, like everything I put into it, I was like, yeah, I actually agree with everything I did before. And I remember seeing in the video that like, if you guys want me to do a walkthrough of all the things on the board and me talking about what they symbolize or like what goals I have for myself, let me know. And so many of you in the comment section wanted that sort of video. So today is essentially how you can make your vision board. Like there'll be some tips and tricks on like different things you should consider putting on your vision board to inspire you to think outside of the box and think outside of your day-to-day life. But also you'll get to know me a little bit more personally here in this canoe because you'll actually get to hear what the certain things on my board symbolize. And unfortunately, I can't hold the board behind me while we do this. So we're gonna have to do some editing magic in order to put the board on the screen with me and put some arrows and stuff pointing at the different things as I talk about them. So let's get started. I think the most important thing about a vision board or setting goals for yourself is to not just stick to one category of your life, because we tend to, here in the US, focus on career. Career is very important. Don't get me wrong. It's how you pay your bills. It's who you are. You know, it's what you go and do every single day, basically, of your life. It can sort of feel like your career defines you. And I challenge you, for making a vision board or setting goals for yourself, is to think outside of career. Think outside of your day-to-day, of like the job, the mundane thing you go to every day, or the job that you love. Because sometimes putting all of your eggs in one basket that is completely out of your control, you can't put numbers and value on that, because you can't control it. And the whole point of having like resolutions is to essentially show yourself that with a little bit of time management skills and a little bit of self-control, you actually can improve your life. And when your job is dependent on someone hiring you, or your job is dependent upon going to work every single day, and sure, you can try your best to not get fired by showing up on time and doing your job properly, but sometimes things happen, like layoffs and downsizing, or, you know, things just happen and you can't control them. So it's important to think outside of career when it comes to setting goals for yourself. And also, it's imperative to your growth as a person. Because if you only focus on money and you only focus on like your career and what you get up and do every single day, the balance of yourself is off center, because you should want to work on your mental health. You should want to work on your physical health. You should want to work on your communication skills and your learning and your brain. So I had to take a step back actually at my vision board, because I wound up focusing so much on career, and I had to be like, God, I didn't want to work on other things too, though. Like, it's not just my career I want to work on. There's so many other aspects of my life that I want to work on. So from the top left side of my board, we're going to start there. I actually have a sticker that says be positive. And I'm genuinely a pretty positive person, but there are some times, especially offline, where I get like caught up in the drama, caught up in being a boss. Like, I don't know if you guys know, but I have employees. It's shocking. I know that I'm an adult who has employees. Don't know how I got here. But there's sometimes I do tend to forget about being positive about things, that I am in a place, in a job, in a field that I'm so lucky to have. And sometimes I think I take it for granted by not being positive and seeing things as exciting. Like, someone pointed out to me the other day that I go to probably like more conventions in a year than people will in many years, because I am fortunate enough to communicate with the cons and sometimes be able to negotiate for me getting a badge, or if I do pay for one. You know, I do get a lot of privileges, and sometimes I am not thankful enough for them. So put a sticker on there to remind myself to be more positive and to see a lot of these opportunities that I get, instead of like, ugh, I have to do another shoot today. Ugh, it's so draining. It's hard. I have to watch what I eat. I have to work out beforehand. To see it as a positive thing, that I am lucky to get paid to do this photo shoot. I am lucky that this venue wants to hire me to perform, even though it's across the other side of the country. And just seeing things as a more positive and upbeat opportunity instead of the mundane every day is so important for me to work on in this next year. I have a lot of crafting supplies on my board. There's like a painter's palette, there's a mannequin, there's a supply list where I wrote a bunch of funny things like hot glue, snacks, teamwork, hot glue. There's a little cup with pencil sticking out of it that says, let's create. And last year I spent a lot of my time creating cosplays, which I thought was really fun. It really put myself outside of my normal bubble, where like a lot of times I don't make my own cosplays. It's kind of rare when I do. And one of them took 6 months to make. And there's a YouTube video on Darewares talking about it. And this year I still want to create, but in a different way. I would like to create projects that are a little bit smaller, so I can actually learn some skills and retain them. I think making the Hut Slayer Daisy was such a cool experience. But when people asked me personally, like, wow, did you make this? How did you do it? I found myself being like, there were so many steps I don't even remember at this point. So I obviously would point them to the YouTube video. Thank goodness for that. But I want to start making like smaller projects. Like maybe instead of making a whole cosplay, maybe just making the wig. Maybe just making the hat, maybe just making the brooch, you know, like smaller things. And obviously, I picked up painting in 2025. If you were on my Whatnot, which I'm banned on now, I created art and I did not know I had that in me. I made art that I sold, and so many of you loved my pieces of art that I made. And that also falls under that category, is I still want to keep creating and painting. Even though I'm not on Whatnot anymore, I'm going to find a new avenue to be able to sell my pieces of art. But I really enjoyed that side of myself. Being able to create things with my hands was so exciting for me. And I can't wait to do that again. And that's why it's on my vision board. And I don't know if you've noticed, but there's not a single word that is like a list of the cosplays I want to do or a list of the different types of art I want to make. Because the point of the vision board is it is supposed to mean something special to you when you look at it. Like I could sit here and say like that paint palette symbolizes that I want to keep painting. And that's what that means to me. I don't need a bunch of words on my vision board to be like, make this cosplay. Because I think when you turn a vision board into a checklist, it's not as fun. It's not as like open and interesting. Because like when I look at the 2025 vision board, when I like flip that over, there's so many things that I just put on there and not really knowing. Like, well, I don't know, I'm going to put this trophy on there, but I don't know what it's for. I don't know if I really am going to get a trophy this year. It turns out I won quite a few things in 2025. And that's the beauty of the vision board, is like whatever you're drawn to, put on the board. It doesn't have to make sense to you now. But if you see a picture, if you see a thing that you are drawn to, you are attracted to it, you're like, I like this and I don't know why, there's probably a good reason. There's a good reason you're drawn to it. So don't shy away from that. Like there's a picture of a girl at a desk, you know, I have her on there, but she's got this like cool retro vibe. And I really liked it because she's not like panicking. She's not like freaking out. Like it's just a girl at a cute like pink and yellow desk. And I put like a pink thought bubble by her because to me, this will symbolize like I want to still be on my game for organizing my content. Like I've been doing such a good job with Delulu Canoe, staying ahead. Same thing with my new channel, One Up Fitness, where JP and I will work out with you in fun different cosplays every single week. And I am enjoying feeling so far ahead in the content that that's something I want to keep doing. And that's not a career. Technically, it does fall under career, but it also falls under my brain and my mental health. Because when I feel like I'm falling behind creating content or putting myself out there, I panic. I don't make the content as good as I would like. It doesn't come out as like thoughtful and interesting and good. So for me, I need that downtime. And I think that's why I put this girl at the desk there, because I cherish that downtime to reset, recharge, and get re-inspired. So she's on there too. I also have a couple cosplays that I put on there, or like some ideas of cosplays that I want to do. But I put them down there more for like the emotional sense, because I tend to hide a lot that I am a very emotional person. I was never told by anybody in my life that it was a bad thing to have and share emotions. But for some reason, I harbor a lot of embarrassment behind being emotional. And weirdly, one of the characters I want to do a closet cosplay of is Blue Diamond. And if you've seen Steven Universe, I'm working on a Steven Universe video very, very soon. So stay tuned for that here on this channel. Just like why you should watch it, because it's very powerful. Blue Diamond wears her emotions literally like that's who she is. She's very emotional. And it's so apparent that like when she cries, the different gems around her also cry and feel this pain that she feels. And I put her specifically on my vision board because like I don't want to hide my pain anymore. I don't want to hide that I'm going through something anymore. Obviously, I'm not going to blast it all over social media, but when someone's asking something of me and I don't have the energy or I'm going through something, I want to empower myself when I see this vision board and see Blue Diamond and go, you know what? I don't have the energy for this today. I don't have the spoons. I don't have the mental capacity. I don't have the emotional capacity to help uplift this person, and I'm going to be honest about it. So she's on there to closet cosplay, but also to remind myself to be genuine with my feelings. Same thing with Frieren. I watched Frieren, and yes, there's going to be a Frieren episode coming out soon too, because so many of you are very interested in the animes I've been watching lately. I've been watching so many. But I watched Frieren recently, and I kind of love how factual Frieren is. And that's why she's on my vision board. Still want to closet cosplay as her or just cosplay her in general. But I also want to remind myself that it's okay to just say it. Like, if you're feeling some kind of way, it's okay to just say it. Like, obviously keep people's feelings in mind. Like, Frieren sometimes is a little too blunt. But I want to empower myself to let people know that I'm feeling certain emotions like Blue Diamond, but also not be ashamed, you know, like just to honestly look at somebody and just be like, you know what, I would love to go to your cosplay panel, but I'm feeling very overwhelmed right now. I think I need to take a break. And that is a kindness that I don't do for myself often enough. And I'm going to work on it in 2026, is just being kinder to myself with my emotions and being blatantly honest with people around me, obviously while still being kind. And then I just put a cute little mushroom next to them because, like, I don't know, he's cute. I saw him and was like, you're cute. So I put him on there. I also have a picture of my album art from Somewhere in Between. If you don't know, I make music. And it's anywhere you listen to music, you can look up Dare Taylor and you will find my entire discography. And that was something that I had worked so hard for in 2024. It's releasing in 2025. And there's one more song, a couple more songs left in 2026. But that will be the end of that chapter of my album, which the discography, the collection of all the songs, is Somewhere in Between. Many of you were wondering what the album's title is, and it is Somewhere in Between. Because I believe that people are not all good and not all bad. They're somewhere in between. Every time they have to make a choice, every time they have to make a decision, they have a choice to make, whether they're going to make a relatively positive choice, a relatively negative choice, or play neutral. And that's why I made this album. And it's a variety album. So all the songs are different genres. All the songs are just like different shards of this, like, stained window is how I like to see it, of me. And I really loved making this album. I learned a lot making this album, and I am dying to make another. Funds are a little tight right now, I'm not gonna lie, but I am starting to save up so that way I can either have another EP or another album or just something out there, because I want to keep making music, but I just want it to be even more authentically me as I go along. Because during making Somewhere in Between, I had a lot of people around me telling me what to do, and I was okay with it, because at that point I didn't really know what I was doing. I didn't really know what sound I wanted to do. I didn't really know where I was going. And I'm okay with that, because that's how you start. You start somewhere. And I'm so grateful for the songs that are out. I truly am. But I can't wait to lean even more into me in the next album and the next EP. So be sure to go listen to my music if you haven't done so already. But that's on my vision board to remind me to stay authentic to myself, even in my music. Next, I have a lot of music notes and pictures of me singing on the board, because I never want to stop singing. There was a moment where I almost did. I was kind of like, well, maybe after this album, this is it for me. Like, you know, not as many people listen to my album and not as many people like really enjoyed my music. Maybe this is a sign that music isn't for me. And then I went to Florida with my mom in December, and I saw some live musicians while I was there, and they actually came up and talked to me because they knew my mom really well. It was very sweet. And they talked to me a lot about my music. They were impressed by my music. They were astonished that, like, what I do. They were like, what's your day-to-day life like? And I was telling them about cosplay. And it felt so good to talk to other artists, because, like, not a lot of my friends make their own music. And I almost wanted to be done. I almost wanted to walk away from it. And I am so glad that I went and I took that trip, because I now am like, no, I want to do this. I am at this place right now, but I want to be here. I want to keep going. And it was such an inspiring trip. And in so, so many ways that I'll never be able to fully express properly, but I want to keep making music. Even if I don't ever see the money back from it, the return back from it, it feels good for people to listen to, especially far from the tree, and know exactly what it's about and completely just love the song. And same thing with Glow. Those two were like really deeply rooted in my soul. And like, I had a lot of say over those two. And my co-writer, because I have a team that like helps me, you know, they like really took a lot of my ideas and they wound up in the final cut. So I'm so grateful for that. And I can't wait to just keep giving you different pieces and insights into like my soul and my music. So I'm very excited about that. I also have Raise Your Voice, Dream Big Dreams, Positive, just a lot of things to like remind myself that like things aren't always going to go the way that you want them to. Life is going to happen. And the more that I can just express being grateful and the more that I can just try my best to be as positive as I can be, acknowledge the negative thing that happened, acknowledge the pain that I feel, but then get myself back together is so important. So I keep putting those positive phrases on my board. I also picked a phrase for the year, which I think is really important when you make vision boards, is to include a phrase that you would like to encompass or embody throughout the year. Last year, it was gratitude is the attitude. And for this year, I have community, consistency, and connection. Because I think in today's world with social media, it's all about growing followers. It's all about getting clicks. It's all about getting views. And I have never been a person to give in to cringe, well, maybe cringe culture I own. I feel like I'm in there. But I've never given into shock culture. That's what I'm looking for. I've never said, you know what? I'm going to make this piece of content that is going to make me look bad, but it's going to get a lot of views and I'm going to get a lot of attention for it. And I think a lot of those people that make that content really have a hard time finding community, because they'll find that their community is not like them. They'll find that their community wants to do bad or harmful things, and then they don't understand why. Then they're like, I don't understand. Like, I have all these views. Like, why is my audience like this? Why are my audience members, you know, disrespectful? It's like, well, you kind of are the audience you cultivate. So for me, I have community because I want to keep focusing on community, like especially like on Twitch, like have community days and still going to cosplay events and like telling people where I'm at and like meeting the fans and meeting people that like my music and really believe in me, because the whole reason I even started making content online is because I felt like I had no one rooting for me. There was a time in my life where I didn't have a single parent, grandparent, anybody that believed in me. And I fought through that time, and I am now where I am today, where now I have so much support. My family now does really believe in me, and I will never hold animosity towards that, because I think it's okay to sometimes see when somebody may be dreaming a little too big. I think you should still support them. I think you should still, you know, applaud, go to their shows, be in the audience. I don't think it's okay to completely, you know, like not believe in somebody. But I also understand that I used to have really big dreams that were kind of scary for Minnesota. You know, like I was like 16 wanting to be a model, and I was 18 wanting to create and write and do things. And I understand now why sometimes people get very like, okay, don't you think that's a little much? But here on Delulu Canoe, we celebrate being Delulu. So, and I truly think making a vision board like this, or having like, you know, things that you want to work on in the next year, is a step above like dreaming too big, because if you have a plan and a strategy, it just might work out. So community is very important. Consistency. I've been very consistent going to the gym. I've been consistent staying on top of this channel, making sure we have an upload every single Monday. I've been consistent with 1UP Fitness. I just want to maintain consistency as much as I can. Obviously, health, you know, you might get sick. But I think people need to learn how to be a little more consistent in life. So I put it on my board for me, and to like clock when people aren't being consistent. Clock when the people I hire or work with or am surrounded by, when they're not being consistent, notice it. Take notice of it. And do something about it. Tell them, or don't work with them anymore, and do it that way you will. But I think consistency is so important when it comes to the people you work with. And connection, I always, always am a sucker for connection. I will always want to meet people. I always want you to tell me your stories. Even if I don't have spoons for it in that moment, I always want to inspire people to do exactly what I did. When you feel like things aren't going your way, they are. They are going your way. You just have to push through it. You have to work through it. Take your time and connect with people, because that's all you have in life is the connections you have around you. Like, don't get me wrong, things are nice, things are great, but connection is so, so important. So, you know, connect with people and just, you know, talk to each other, be there, you know, it's so, so important. I have a sticker that says cringe is sexy because, like, you know me. And then I've got some of my iconic cringe cosplays. I've got the Grinch on there, and then I've got Heimerdinger, because, like, those were my two cringe cosplays that I really put my whole heart into this year. And I'm really excited to see how well they did and how people are, like, into it. It's really fun. I'm enjoying the reactions. And then I put a sticker of me as Vampirella next to it because I find the dichotomy of, like, hot babe straight into cringe is just, it's beautiful. I love it. I love polar opposites. I've got, like, some acting masks where it says booked because, you know, we all hope to book some things this year, you know? So I'm going to put it on the board. I'm going to put it on the board. As we're going to the top right side, I actually looked myself up on Instagram by mistake one day. And Instagram wrote up this really great thing about me. So I took that and I stuck it on the board because it was really nice to see that, like, I don't like AI. I really don't. I am so against it, especially when it comes to replacing artists. I think AI will have a place in this world, in this space, but not replacing people, not replacing artists, not replacing jobs. But this AI wrote up this sweet little thing about me that had nothing to do with my online schmexy work. And it was so refreshing. It's like, man, this AI really gets it that, like, I love being expressive with my body, but I so much enjoy being expressive with my words. I love when people, like, when I publicly speak and I can see people listening to me, like, I'm getting hot at the thought, you know? It's like, I love when people can look past the pretty package. Not saying that I'm too beautiful and people ignore me all the time. Hear me out. But it's frustrating when people put you into a box, no matter what it is. It could be because you're smart. It could be because you're pretty. It could be because you're tall. It could be because you're big. For whatever reason, when people put you in a box and keep you as that one thing, it frustrates me so much. So I really, really just want to, like, get out of that way of thinking. And the fact that this AI could, like, it wrote up a nice little thing about my music. It wrote up a nice little thing about, like, me acting, being an actor. And I don't know. It hit me in the, like, see if AI can see that I'm just not just a pretty girl on the internet, then maybe other people can see me in that way too. You know? And I know there's going to be somebody in the comments who's like, yeah, but you chose this life. You chose to do this. Like, you chose to put yourself out there like that. Right. I will never disagree. I will never say that, like, I didn't ask for this, you know? Like, I know. Like, Playboy picked me up at 18. Like, let's not be dumb, you know? Like, let's not pretend that I don't got it going on a little bit. But also, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I'm going to age. And I'm going to love it because I feel like the more that I age and the more that I grow and the more that I learn, I can only take that and just give it back to people. And I'm just really loving that journey. Even as I age now, I'm not 18 anymore. And I am going viral now more than ever. And I think it's because my creativity is having a front row seat instead of my looks. Or maybe they are working together. Let's not go crazy. Like, the Velma act didn't go viral because my creativity was in front. I think there was a lot of creativities happening, if you know what I mean. But yeah, it was very refreshing to see that. Long story long. I put a picture of a contract, just like a random contract with, like, little scribblies and a signature at the bottom. I feel like a big contract is coming my way this year, and I don't know what it is, but I don't know why, but I was really drawn to that because, like, I like to revisit my employees' contracts every year. I like to revisit the contracts I have with other people every year, just, like, make sure all my ducks are in a row. I feel like I'm getting what my worth is, they're getting what their worth is. So it's on there primarily for that, but I also have a feeling that it's going to have a duality meaning by the end of this year. And that's what I'm talking about, where you put things on the board that you're drawn to that may have a different meaning by the end of the year. It's fun to look back and be like, oh, that's turned out different than I thought. It's really cool. I have, of course, a burlesque dancer. She's this cute little baddie in this little outfit. She's very pretty. I put her on there, and I don't know why I gave her a diamond ring. I don't know why. It felt right. She felt like she should be holding up a ring, like, yeah! Like, maybe it's supposed to be symbolic of an award or something. I don't know. I have it on there. Got some Ren Faire stuff going on because I do love me Ren Faire season. I definitely intend on going to Ren Faire season again this year. I'm excited to make another outfit for Ren Faire because I love building, creating some sort of Ren Faire, like, persona when I go. It's really fun. In the bottom right-hand corner, I have Never Stopped Dreaming. I've got a picture of me where I look snatched and toned, surrounded by, like, cooking pots and pans because I started cooking more recently. And, I mean, not a lot. Like, I'm going to be honest, I haven't been cooking a lot. But I've been cooking a little bit more than I usually do. And I can see that it's good for my body. I've stopped DoorDashing as much. I'm actually, like, 20 days sober of DoorDashing. Sorry, I shouldn't use the word sober. But I'm like, 20 days of not DoorDashing. And that's a big deal for me. Like, there were some times where I was DoorDashing multiple times a day. And I'm going to use the money that I save from not DoorDashing to, like, get new cosplays or to, like, work on new things. So that's, like, really exciting for me. Obviously, keep Never Stop Dreaming because, like, my dreams are always going to get bigger than me. There's always going to be some project, something I want to do. So I have it on the board to, like, remind myself, like, hey, don't feel bad that you like so many things. And weirdly, my therapist tells me that weekly because she's like, you know, a lot of people struggle finding things that they like. And that's, like, your superpower. She's like, you're great at, like, liking things. Enjoy that. And so I have that on my board. I'm gonna enjoy it. I've also got at the bottom of my board, got this gorgeous little garden happening because I weeded out my backyard. I've got, like, this big, like, space of dirt now. So I'm gonna, like, plant some things there. Also, I have a journal that I'm gonna be publishing this year that has something to do with planting. I'm not gonna expose too much of it because it's secret. It is top secret. But yeah, definitely planting, being one with the earth will be good for me. Might have another dual meeting. Got a Delulu Canoe sticker on there because, like, why not? Like, we love Delulu Canoe. I think a lot of people tend to look at my channel and go, like, oh, poo-poo, you don't have a million subscribers on your Delulu Canoe podcast. You must be so sad. Actually, like, I kind of love that this is our little Delulu corner on the internet, that, like, this is our space that we really like and enjoy. And I love being able to have guests on here that just get to, like, open their Pandora's box of, like, their Delulu. And I love it. Like, don't get me wrong, if we could hit, like, 20,000 subscribers, it'd be really cool. But I, like, love that it's really small. And, like, I love that, like, we are, like, such a community. Like, everybody that comes and watches the uploads every week is, like, so great. Makes me feel good. I love that there are so many really great guests we've had on. Like, there's so many really wonderful guests that I love and adore, and I would not have had such a deep connection with them if they didn't take time out of their day to come sit in our canoe and talk to us. So really love Delulu. It's been really, like, such a treat. So she's on the board there. I also put, I will succeed because I'm insane on my vision board. And I think I want to cross off the word insane and write in Delulu, just because I think that's, like, a little bit more me-coded. But it's true. I'm consistent to a fault. I will die on a hill. I will jump off the bridge, even if there's no one down there to catch me, because I know I'm going to sprout wings and I'm going to fly. And that's just because, like, I believe in the power of, like, putting your time and energy into something and watching it flourish. And I believe that that is, like, another superpower that I have, that if I keep going and if I keep being consistent and I put my time and energy towards it, it will bear fruit. It will give back to me. And even though the podcast hasn't hit a million views and a million subs, I already am seeing the benefits. Like, I'm seeing the fruits of that labor, like the connections and the getting to know people that I wouldn't have had. I truly wouldn't have had without this show. So I'm so grateful, and I'm so grateful to those of you that listen, those of you that watch. Like, you truly, you spoil me so much. So thank you. I'm so grateful to you. I will succeed until I'm insane / Delulu. It's going to be great. I've born to yap. It's a little pink microphone because, like, duh. That's why we hear it. put 1UP Fitness on there because obviously we want 1UP Fitness to survive and thrive. I also have a picture of my Velma act where it says 5.4 million views. It's now up to 7 million views. It's up to 7. It's a lot. It's kind of overwhelming. But the thing is I just really, I'm going to tell you guys a little story. I was backstage about to do my Velma act, and I was watching all the other burlesque performers get dressed in their gorgeous costumes and their gorgeous wigs and their hair all done and their makeup looking stunning. And I remember looking in the mirror at my own costume and looking at myself, kind of being like, am I just a gimmick? Like, is this like who I am? Is this like, maybe I should have just done an act as myself. Like, am I hiding behind this facade of cosplay? Like, is this like an insecurity that I have? And I remember right before I went up, I was watching the act perform, like the person perform before me. And I remember thinking like, no, you aren't a gimmick. You don't hide behind your insecurities. You have a really great idea and you haven't even gotten up there yet. So you're going to get up there and have fun. You're going to get up there and have the most fucking fun you've ever had in your life because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that your costume isn't the most glamorous. It doesn't matter that you're the most beautiful one there tonight. Because, you know, I'm wearing like a Velma wig and like my glasses. Like, you know, like Velma's not exactly like the sexiest person there. You know, like Velma's, in, you know, some people think she is, but some people think she's nerdy and weird and, you know, so it's like I told myself to just go up there and have the best fucking time I can. And now I'm like, my act is getting booked constantly. It's easy. It's easy for me to pitch to, which it's not always going to be, but it's been really easy for me to go, hey, I'm going to be in this state. Can I perform in your show? And people, they're welcoming me into this community. And I couldn't be more grateful for that. Like I'm new, you know, and I don't look new. Like based on that video, that was my debut performance. That was the first time I got to get up and be Velma for people. I actually have an email right now that I sent off with I have a singing act called Rainbow High that at like a week ago didn't have a debut date. Now I have the costume and I have everything going. And I was like, man, maybe I'm not a good singer. Maybe I'm not that great. Maybe this just isn't meant for me. And then this person wrote me this wonderful email being like, hey, I watched your audition submission and it's phenomenal. Like, this is would totally fit in our venue. Please come to our venue. And the fact that they took the time, like, I'm telling you, as an actor, you never get feedback like this. Like, never. It is so rare to get feedback. And for them to take the time to, like, watch my video, and then they also watched the extra video I put with it, where I was like, hey, these are my plans to upgrade my costume. I'm so sorry it's not done, like, 100% correct right now, but these are my plans, and I just need a little bit more time. I threw this together in a week, and they wrote out this nice email being like, I even watched your video explaining your costume, and it's impressive that you put this together in a week, and this is really impressive, and I can't wait to see the costume totally done. And I was floored. I was so floored at how nice that was. And it reminds me to go the extra mile to really, like, take the time to compliment people. Take the time to write out like a nice email because like, wow, that meant so much to me. And now my act is going to be debuting and I'm so excited. I truly can't wait for 2026. I just feel so good. I feel so welcomed into this new community. And I couldn't have done it without you all. So thank you. Thank you so much. Have I said thank you enough? I don't think I have, but thank you. You all lift me up more than you know. And one of the last things on my board is I have some books. I mean, I've got a bunch of, there's still some other things, but this is kind of the basic premise. I have some books because I want to keep reading. I really want to keep working on reading and, you know, keeping my mind fresh and reading some novels. So if you have any books that you recommend, hopefully by the time this comes up, I'll have finished Fourth Wing. I've read Fourth Wing, Iron Flame. I need to just, you know, read Onyx Storm is the next one. So I'm hoping to have finished that by this time. But I just want to keep reading. I'm loving reading fantasy. So I'm totally open to any suggestions, especially if they have like an audiobook. It's a lot easier for me as a dyslexic here. I totally would love that. So hit me up in the comment section down below or DM me on Instagram. I would love to see like what you all are reading and what you're interested in. So that is my vision board in a nutshell. Wow, this is 40 minutes long. I was not expecting to be talking about it for this long. I kind of thought this would be a shorter episode. I don't think there'll be a Patreon for this because I feel like I've sort of talked so much right now. But I just genuinely want to say that you never have to make a vision board. That's not what you have to do. I just really enjoy making one because it gives me the gift of time for myself to rest and really like prioritize what I want to prioritize. Oh, I forgot there's a trophy on there again. Yeah, I'm hoping to win some awards again this year. But anyways, maybe that's the gift. Maybe that's the trophy, is the carving out time to do something fun for yourself that you really enjoy. And yeah, these are just some things, and I can't wait to look back at it at this next year and then go like, wow, that sticker of that thing actually turned out into this thing, and it was incredible. You know, it's so cool to see how the year unfolds. But if this isn't for you, that's totally okay. I think sometimes just pulling out a notes app in your phone and just writing like one or two things that you want to get done in the year, you can make it a checklist. If that's what helps you, make it a checklist. I make a checklist every single day of my life, so I don't need a bigger checklist to remind me. But it's always nice to just have, like, even if it's like being kind to people or donating to charity or donating your time to charity, or man, I'd like to start writing my book, or I want to write a song. I want to start a YouTube channel. Like, I think it's important to see the goals that you have, because otherwise you're just kind of like a hamster in this hamster wheel going nowhere in life. And this really helps me. So if you think I'm successful and you want to take a page out of my book, this is the page out of my book. But anyways, thank you all so much for joining me. I hope you all had an amazing holiday season, an amazing January, depending on when this comes out. And I can't wait to start this next year. I'm so excited. It's 2025 right now. I can't wait. It's going to be exciting. I appreciate you all. Be sure to subscribe. Share this with a friend if you think you and your friend want to make vision boards. Even if you're watching this in January, February, March, you could still make a vision board. You're barely into the year. So don't chicken out. Okay? You can do it. Stay Delulu, everybody, because it's the Salulu. Bye! Stay Delulu! Make a vision board! Make all your dreams come true, Lulu! Okay, bye. I love you all.